Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love my cat, Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. With that, you love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch Litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Cat Litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're back.
Welcome back,
Justin Martin, Jay Stone, Uncle Si,
Johnny D, baby.
What's going to be the subject of today?
We should talk about our feelings and cry some more. I'm just kidding.
Peanut butter pie.
That is what we're talking
about. Peanut butter pie.
That don't sound much.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Is it good?
His wife texted me last night, said, "You're going to be at the office this week." I said, "I'm going to be in and out." "Why, what's up?" You know, I was thinking something was wrong. I was like, "Man, I've been kind of out of touch. Are we out of something? Are we this? Are we that? She said,
"Is the business in trouble?"
She sent me a picture of a pie. She said, "Well, I just want to make sure you get this." And I said, oh, okay. And she said, "It's peanut butter." Well, look, this is weird, right?
Yeah.
My neighbor just made us a peanut butter pie the other night, brought it over when she made roast. I ain't never had one before.
Me neither.
And I looked at it and I said, yeah, that looks pretty good.
Do they look the same?
They look identical.
Huh.
Yeah, graham cracker crust, that same kind of light brown color. So, but that neighbor, when I took a fork, and I didn't even take a cut, I said, "I got to know. I mean, it's just me and Brittany. We ain't trying to presentation on this thing." And I took a bite of it and I said, "That's dangerous. That right there, because then that led to another."
That would be hard to eat.
What is
buddy?
Just the opposite.
No, it's so easy to eat. You eat the whole thing in about 48 hours.
That's right.
Looking it up.
Because every time I walked by the refrigerator, I popped it out on the deal. I took a plastic fork. And then once I had a big enough spot, I just left the fork in there with it.
Does it look like this?
You pull a Christine.
Yep. That's what it looks like.
Similar, yeah. Very similar.
Yep.
It is.
This says that is peanut butter, heavy cream, and cream cheese.
That's pretty much what it tasted
that's
like.
That's what it is.
Interested.
That actually looked like a potato pie.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. She whipped one up about a week ago, and we had some people over for dinner, and I said, "What is that?" She said, "Peanut butter pie." And I thought, like you did, Si, I thought.
That'd be hard to eat to me. Just seemed like.
It seemed like it'd be too rich.
Yeah.
To eat, but this thing was so light, and it was it was like Reese's cup on steroids.
Oh,
yeah. If you like Reese's cup, this is 10 times better than a Reese's cup.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Smooth.
Like putting that with that heavy cream and that cream cheese just smooths out that peanut butter.
I was gonna say it's got to be just a light on the peanut
and it's
butter.
And it's got a graham cracker crust.
You can't go wrong with graham.
She used a sugar-free Cool Whip in there instead of heavy cream.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
It's stupid good.
It's the one thing that I know of so far that the W sauce doesn't make better. You don't need W sauce for peanut butter pie.
But don't put W sauce on peanut butter pie.
You don't need it for that.
Don't need it.
But
it is proof that the Lord loves us and gives us blessings every day.
I guarantee you. That one, Miss Bourgeois made my neighbor, I was like, wow. And then Anna sent me that picture. I said, okay, I just threw that 10 away from that other one. Yeah, we got room for him.
Run it back.
Yep.
We got plenty of room for him.
When I took a bite out of it, I immediately thought of Martin, because I know he loves those Reese's.
Mm.
And I thought, God. Martin would love
this. He hurt himself.
You need to make Martin one of these pies. So she did.
What you don't know about Martin, and Martin just loves peanut butter. I got a thing of creamy Jif in my pantry at all times with a spoon really close. I'm not Ted Lasso. I don't leave the top off of it and go in there and stick my finger in it. But there's a spoon really close to a jar of peanut butter at my house at all times.
Boy likes peanut butter.
I love it. Crunchy, smooth, it don't matter.
It don't make a difference.
No, love it all.
But people have been bringing you a lot of food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know it's good because, hey, ducks love them.
What, peanuts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'll
stuff their craw till you literally have one sticking out their mouth.
That's why I'm a duck hunter.
I'm serious.
They love peanuts. I love peanuts. They love rice. I love rice.
I know.
I've seen
Phil grab them out of their goozle and then break them open, eat them.
Goozle.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
That's a crop for.
Hey, well, Johnny D, look up goozle on.
Goozle.
Oh, goozle, Don.
Goozle.
But hey, the first time I picked one up, I thought it was something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about, he was just packed. I said, hey, you can't eat these ducks. There's something wrong with them. And he's all busted out laughing. He said, hey, that's peanuts he's full of. I said, what? And then Phil grabbed and squeezed him and started making him spit out peanuts.
That's kind of gross.
Did Phil eat one of the peanuts?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm serious.
From the goozle.
He ate one of the raw peanuts.
He's in the shell. He just cracked the shell open, and ate some peanuts.
It's on one of the videos, like Duckman 4, three or four or something.
Yeah. Wasn't nothing wrong with it.
When they made the video in 2 weeks out of Texas.
It takes them a while to digest that stuff, son.
Back in the days when the Duckman videos were easy to make, just go to Texas for 2 weeks and get a whole video.
That's right. Sit on the pond.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it takes about 3 years.
Hey, don't tell them that.
Once another creature has eaten something, though, that's theirs.
But it ain't digested. It's just sitting there.
It ain't digested. It's just in the.
It's just sitting there.
It goes in your mouth. It's yours.
A sack, like in a sock. I'm serious.
Mm.
Oh.
And hey, then their gizzard gets involved in it, starts grinding them down, boys.
So, Si, would you eat, like, deer love alfalfa. They eat it. It just goes into a sack. Would you get it out there and eat it?
No, because they re-chew theirs. Okay, they'll come back up and chew it a while, swallow it, lay down, spit it back up, chew it again.
So you draw the line on peanuts.
Yeah. Anything in a hole, it's okay. Hey, if it's not in a hole, no, forget that.
Needs protection. Oh, that's
speaking
funny.
Of deer, me and the man over there, that's running the joint for deer management. Me, his daughter, and then Chad and his daughter went out and was managing a herd last night.
We had this little, it was a doe management day.
That's it.
How many did y'all get?
We got three.
Three.
There you go.
The girl shot one and I shot one and mine, the girl said, you shot that little baby. It was a 2-year-old doe. But I thought she was broadside. Wrong answer, bad shot. I hit the shoulder, come out the gut.
Oh, it was all right.
Quartered to you.
But,
it was a good shot.
That ain't terrible with a rifle.
Oh, yeah, but hey, for the man cleaning it, rough.
Yeah.
Yo, are you saying you weren't the man cleaning it?
I was the man cleaning it. I felt sorry for Chad.
No, once the deer hit the concrete, Si was in his truck.
That's it. I said, well, boys, I'm going to get out. I said, look, all I'm going to be is in y'all's way. I'm going to the house. They said, get out of here, old man. You done what you need to do.
I sent you a picture of that.
Let me get out y'all's way. Tell me when the back straps are done.
That's right.
That's where you're at.
Give me a call. Yeah, give me a call when you got it frying up.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
No.
There's the picture.
Yeah.
Size is the one in the middle?
Yep.
And I told him, I said, look,
unless
boy,
she's got a driver's license, she ain't too.
Hey, oh no, she.
Unless you got her birth certificate, it's going to be hard for me to say she's two.
The one BK shot was, hey.
Oh, them other two was full grown.
Oh, well, no, because what they did, one of them, the one that BK shot, she reared up and just started knocking all the other ones away from the stuff we had out.
Oh, bully.
BK said, that's mean heifer, I'm fixing to shoot her.
That is how it went down.
And she popped it.
What made her mad, that old doe popped a little old yearling.
Popped a little
old
bitty one.
That's what happened.
Yeah, you bully people, you get shot.
That's right. We do not. Hey, we're like old Tommy Lee Jones. I hate rudeness in a person, and I won't tolerate it. I hate rudeness in a deer, and I won't tolerate it.
That's it.
Bam!
Boy, them two are full grown.
Oh, good. No. Yeah, that one on the right hurt my back a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a heavy.
Si shot the one like he would have been dragging her out.
Well, no, no, hey, I like
I get her.
Well, no, no. I like her where you just grab them by the ear and throw them back in the pickup. Go in the house.
Yeah. You ain't even got to hook up your oxygen.
Ain't even got to hook up the oxygen.
He wasn't winded. Lightweight, lightweight, boys. Well,
boy, that looks like fun. Oh, I remember when I used to go.
No, home. No, look, we sit there and play. No, no, look, we used to sit there for like 30 minutes playing musical deer.
Musical deer?
They're all standing together in a wad. And I said, you know, if we was lawbreakers, we could shoot one time and drop about four. Yeah, I said, but we got to wait till they all clear out. That's when Mama started jumping up and knocking everybody around. Yeah, don't clear out. Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Well, hey.
You know a way to get them out of a wad? Get you food out of a pile. Get you a log and then stretch it down the log, and then they'll all stand there.
Line up.
They're getting a line. They get away from each other then. That's pro baiting tip.
Okay.
You not that I bait a lot. But, if you'll get you a log and then stretch it down that log, then they get in a straight line.
Even if you do, it's for management purposes.
But, make sure you turn that log like parallel or perpendicular to you. That way they stand in their broadside.
Yeah, you don't want to do this. Okay, you put it this way where you're looking at them and they line up.
No, not just management. They are a fine source of protein.
Well, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, the table fare is excellent.
Okay. Yeah, give me the straps off any of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Yep, they're hanging in the cooler as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, that'd be fine there. Yeah. Well, that's what hunting's like.
We've seen two little button heads, or I should say spikes, and then we've seen he probably was a 6-point. I didn't see his brow times. I don't know if he had them. I know he was a 4-point.
There you go.
It was fun.
Deer hunting with Uncle Si.
All right, look.
Get no better.
Let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Like BK says, meat on the ground.
That's her line. Meat on the ground,
boys. That's right. As soon as she shoots us, meat on the ground, boys.
I wonder where she got that from.
She makes
those noises. Baby. It's scary. She'll get in the truck and go, oh, whoa, whoa. Good grief.
Good night, boys.
No, no. As soon as we got there.
She been hanging out with you too long.
You know, I done got my vest on and everything, you know. And they both saying, her and Emmy walked in and told me, well, what do you, hey, are we going deer hunting or not? You know, and I said, hey, girls. I said, look, they're getting everything ready. Patience, my child.
That's it.
You know, they ready to go.
Amen. Me too.
Very impatient.
They are impatient.
House arrest about over for me.
Yeah, when are you getting back?
I don't know.
Getting back out.
I don't know, but I've had about all the four walls I can stay in. So, because yesterday was terrible. I ain't going to lie.
Rough one?
Rough one yesterday. These kids have been great kids the whole time. Yesterday.
He said they're having a growth spurt.
They wanted to eat every 45 minutes, an hour. Yeah. Nothing you could do could calm them down. Even the bottle didn't calm
feed
them down.
Me. Like,
they just big mad.
Yeah, they just mad.
That's right. Feed
mad,
me.
And mad,
make,
mad.
And make it. This.
And gassy.
Ooh, gassy.
So
I can't imagine. Because that last one we had, she was a bone to be chewed. But I can't imagine having two of them at the same time.
No.
Anytime you want to, you just come on over.
Martin can show you.
Yo, Bullfrog keeps asking me, when's them Martin babies going to be ready to babysit?
Hey, when I feel like that one person can handle both of them, she's in.
Well, if anybody can do it, it's her.
Yeah, man, it's just.
Also, I figured out something else. You know, we've talked about Jason, Phil's phone manners, phone etiquette. Jason and Phil have the same phone etiquette as a man with two brand new baby twins.
Well, no. Hey, no.
It's like you can't, no answer, no response, but I get it.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, and I chuckled, I said, you know, Martin, with two brand new baby twins, has the same phone manners as Jace does.
Yeah.
But Jace don't have any babies.
Yeah.
Well, he does. He does have a baby now. I forgot about that.
Oh, no, they got one. But, hey, that's a Robertson trait.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware.
We hate phones.
I try to get back to everybody at the end of the day, but like right now, if you call on a 12, 3, 6, or 9, you're out.
Yeah.
Like
not answer.
I'll try to get back to you. But yesterday there was no getting back to anybody because there was just sit your phone down and you got to wrestle these kids. Yeah. And man, it was rough.
You look well rested.
Yeah. Well, I slept from 9 to 12 today before we did this.
That's good.
So. A.M.?
Yes, A.M.
I was always amazed. I couldn't feed them fast enough, man.
Well, that's what yesterday
okay.
was.
No, seriously. And I was watching Christine, and I said, you know, because it's.
Here's what I'll tell you on this deal. Brittany had this deal to relieve the gas of them boys. That's wild. The little thing you shove in their rectum, and it, like, you rub their belly, and it'll, like, whistle. And when it whistles, that means the gas come through, and there's a barrage behind it. Like, you better have that diaper ready, son.
This is new to me.
Yeah.
I ain't heard of this one.
I don't remember what it's called, but I ordered about 30 more of them after I saw how well it worked and how quick it got the fussiness down.
Oh, wow.
But it'll just, like, you put it in there, and then, and when you hear that,
pack up.
There ain't no time. That diaper better be there, or you about to have a mess on your hands. And but once we did that, it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed. I gagged on the second one, and my face was way too close. And but it worked. They calmed down. That was the longest calm stretch they had all day. So I was like,
really?
I'm buying more of these. Like, it's something made by Frida Baby or something. I don't know. It's just a little tube. You go.
Boop. It's a gas relief.
Yeah. Except you stop it from the bottom. You open the valve at the bottom.
That's wild.
Once you open that valve, son, get everything
ready.
comes out.
Yeah, you better be ready.
But then they just, like, they chill. Now, when you put it in there, the reaction is as you would expect. Not good. Not okay. But once they get the relief, they're like, oh, I get it now. I get it now.
So they're grumpy, and then that happens. And
then they get real mad for a second, and then when the relief comes, they're like, oh, I'm chill. So it was, things you didn't know existed. She said, I got these things, and we looked at it, and you'd, like, put coconut oil on the end of it, and you just...
Is that just for babies?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it may work on you. Probably need a bigger nozzle, though. They're probably going to need more than a diaper. They may need a bed sheet or something, or may need to do it in the bathtub. That way you can get away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all we ever had for that was, like, some medicine.
No.
Oh, I found it.
There you go.
Look at that. Gas passer.
There you go.
They come in king size.
Do they?
What is this, a candy bar?
No, it ain't that. It's the exact opposite of happiness.
Oh, man.
Wendy the gas passer. There,
Wendy. That's what it was. Wendy. I knew it was somebody.
Comes in a 10-pack.
Yeah. You can buy them on a 30-pack on Amazon.
That's news to me.
There you go. See, things you learn.
Technology, boys.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think that was a thing when I had kids.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, miracle worker.
Oh, yeah. Everything's come a long way, boys. Yeah.
It ain't nothing but a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
You go, when that thing whistles, man, you better get out the way. It's like a train station.
It whistles.
No, but hey, the engineer just blew the horn because there's a train coming by.
When that air releases, you better get out the way. You better move all valuables out the way because it's coming.
Oh, boy.
It's like old Doc Holliday. It's coming and hell's coming with it.
That's right. That's it.
But the immediate relief along the baby makes you realize, okay, that's somebody was thinking here.
Well, I imagine they probably adapt pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they
what's that? And then it's like, wait a minute. That's all right.
They 3 weeks old now and growing like a weed. Like, we getting rid of clothes, and it's they ain't fitting in stuff no more. So
oh, boy.
It's wild. Yeah. But
Wendy's got great reviews on Amazon.
Hey, I'll give them one. That thing worked now.
It works.
I'm telling you right now, it works. So if you're a new parent and you got a baby with gas problem, don't depend on just them drops.
That's right. Hey,
Wendy the gas passer.
You can take matters into your own hands.
Right. You can take charge of this and solve it.
Yeah. You just better be quick.
Yep.
Don't mess around with that diaper. Problem is you got it open, though, so you end up inevitably you get peed on. We both got peed on usually.
Well, yeah.
You know, so, but it's...
This is
it's whatever it is. you know, it's hey, babies, man. I'm learning stuff every stinking day.
I just learned something.
There you go. But today they're chill. Like today they've been, but yesterday was not okay. They were just not. I was questioning things yesterday. I was like,
These wolves are hungry, boys.
I can't keep up with this. Like, I cannot physically keep up with it. You've got to give me an hour of sleep.
I cannot do this.
They gave you three.
That was this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yesterday was this much. This much yesterday.
Just think about having four of them.
Why would you do that?
No, I'm serious, because there's people that have had quadruplets.
Yeah, and I feel bad for them.
No. How do you handle that?
It makes me thankful for twins.
Yeah.
You got to hire somebody.
Yeah, you can't. You're going to have to take out a loan and tell the bank, look, here's what I'm using it for. Maybe you'll get it back one day. I don't know. You know? Because at two, you considering hiring help. I can tell you that right now. Like,
I didn't see my sister when she had twins for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason why.
Or my mom.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah,
mom's been there. My mom's been there.
Yeah, you're coming an adjustment.
Yeah. You're telling me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Unreal.
It's crazy.
No.
It is crazy times. But they're, you know, again, if it's like today, they're no problem. They eat, they stay awake for 30 minutes, they go to sleep. Yesterday they eat, they stayed awake for 30 minutes, and then they turned into wild, wild west. Like, just didn't matter. You walked, you rocked, did everything you could think of. Didn't matter until that helped.
That helped.
That gave them an hour. That gave you an hour to get your wits about you.
My sister and brother-in-law saw that getting dominated. Like, yeah. We would know that they were like, yeah, we got dominated.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was one of them days.
They won.
Yeah.
Well, your brother-in-law's like Johnny Ringo.
Uh-oh.
Who's Johnny Ringo?
Oh, you don't even know who
he's just a little
Ringo
high
is.
Strung, that's all.
He's bouncing around a lot.
He come to a bad end, and I'll just give you that.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. I saw your mom went ahead and got after it. What's up with decorating for Christmas in October?
I don't know. I decorate early. I will fully admit.
A lot of people do.
Right before Thanksgiving, I'm putting the lights up and all that, but then I was on a retreat this weekend with some dudes from church, and then I went and ate dinner at my parents' house last night, and I walked in, and there's Christmas trees, and it's October, and they're everywhere. And I was like, huh. And I said, well, I'm going to post about this. And what I learned was that people are either really mad that she would do such a thing or really happy. No in between.
Well,
really?
I was going to say, no, yeah.
No, whenever you decorate for Christmas matters to other people, and I don't really get that. But
why is that?
Why would you be mad at somebody that it's a joyous time of the year for that person?
Yeah. Now, I consider it aggressive, but it doesn't upset me.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
There's a guy that when I go down the fields, okay, he just put them out. He puts, you know, Christmas lights everywhere, puts the things out in the yard, deers, and you know, he does it. I mean, he goes whole hog.
Yeah.
Well, but, hey, it makes him happy.
Is that the same guy who had the RV out there with the
that's the other guy.
Cousin Eddie holding.
Yeah, that's the other guy
holding the hose. Did you see that thing?
Down by Phil's house.
Oh no!
Yeah, on the way there.
It's hilarious. Look, well, I'll tell you right where it's at. It's right past where you see the sign that says Prairie On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next house.
So this guy.
I thought it was somebody actually out there sitting in front of it.
No, you know.
It was Uncle Eddie.
You got a mannequin of Uncle Eddie out there emptying the crapper.
Because it's
full.
And there's a big sign, like on Christmas Vacation, and on the sign it says.
It's full?
It's full, except that's not what it says.
Yeah.
It says what was said in the movie.
Yeah.
And I laugh every time I drive by it.
No, I had to stop because I actually thought it was somebody in there. I said,
oh, yeah.
You idiot.
Oh, it's a full-size mannequin.
If he runs that back, will you take a selfie?
Oh, yeah.
Stop and take a selfie.
Oh, he'll put it out. If he runs that back, just let me know. I'm driving down there. And
no, it's
worth seeing. I'm thinking I'll take the boys down there and take a picture in front of it. Put them out in front of it. Because there's never been a more true statement of an infant than that.
That's right.
It's full.
Because it's full.
It's full.
Yeah, I'm going to take Si over and put him in front of it.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Get him a bathrobe.
Yeah.
And just have Si be the other Uncle Ed.
A bathrobe, a cigar, and one of those hats.
Yeah. You can get that out of Jace's truck. Jace, only man still rocking them hats.
The bomber hat.
Yeah.
He loves them.
The old bomber hat.
That's funny.
I gave him his first one. And like, he wore that thing till it was slammed. It was rags.
Mm. Man alive.
But people have opinions is what I learned.
Yeah, I'm more of a Thanksgiving. Let Thanksgiving get here and then decorate for Christmas. But again, your mom did it in October. I find it aggressive.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me mad and it doesn't make me happy. You're very indifferent about it.
If there would have been Christmas music playing, I would have had to call a time.
Yeah, if it had been a very Neville Christmas playing, then.
Hey, Kate goes with the music. Okay. Because now, it's Christmas shit.
Christmas what?
Music.
Christmas music. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Kay don't take her tree down till April. So.
Well, hey, you know.
I mean, it's barely just had time to get put up. So,
I remember when.
The only reason she takes it down is she's found something else to bring into the house and there ain't no place to put it.
That's right.
Another two dogs.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, I remember when Bobo was just a little puppy and he was about this long. And I walked in there, Si was laying on the couch taking him a nap. And I saw his beard start to move.
And Bobo was under it.
And I saw Bobo stuck his little head out from underneath, right in the middle of Si's beard.
That was the last time Bobo was innocent.
That's right.
Right there. That was the end of Bobo's innocence right there.
But now she's got them two little old miniature rat terrier puppies, BB and Bobo. Bobo never dies. She just gets another one.
Another generation.
And names him Bobo.
It used to be Jesse.
Yeah.
And then we swapped.
Swapped Bobo.
Jesse to JJ to Jesse. Bobo was Jesse James V or something. Then somehow he got hung with Bobo. And now we've started over on Bobos and BBs and Babas and Doodahs. Ain't no telling what it'll end up being.
It's a zoo over there.
When my dog goes, I'm going to take a nice solid dog break, I think.
Yeah. When you go to Kay's, just realize that ain't Halloween candy on the floor.
Oh, no.
Them ain't Tootsie Rolls.
Don't bring your kids.
Since Halloween just passed, what'd your kids go as, Johnny D?
Well, we had Fancy Nancy. Hit show. I love it. I have to watch a lot. And then Toad from Mario, and then a creeper. I went as Santa Claus, though.
Creeping.
Really?
I said, if she's going to dress up the house, then I'm going to go as Santa Claus.
There you go. How you look at
you? So I just threw it on, beard. You put the white beard over, but you know you got to pull it down. But yeah, I'm just going to go as Santa Claus.
Every year?
Well, not next. Oh. I don't know. Last year I was a dog. I bought that dog costume a long time ago. It's really paid for itself. It's for like Carter's first birthday. And if I get lazy and I'm like, hey, Dad, are you going to dress up? I'm like, let me go.
Brittany dressed the boys up as little pumpkins. But, I mean, that's just a onesie that zips over them. So, you know, we had a sign on our door that said, don't knock. Take what you want and get out of here. Don't knock. Don't ring the doorbell. These boys are trying to sleep. Please leave.
If you wake these babies,
you take them with you.
Texas
That's what I should have
Chainsaw Massacre.
I should have put on there, if you wake them, you take them.
That's right. If you wake them, you take them.
You wake them, you take them. That's pretty good there.
That's what the sign should have said.
You go ahead and get that sign laminated, by the way, and like just get a perm. Allison, like every other day to this day for the past 8 years, is like, she's like, if somebody shows up, I'm like, do we get that many packages like that we need a sign on the doorbell every day? She's like, I don't care. I don't want that baby.
Our delivery people are pretty cool. They know us by now. They just drop it up under the garage and call it good. They don't even knock. They know we're going to come out there and pick it up. So, but you know, trick-or-treaters, they're just doing their thing. They don't mean no harm.
Them kids.
But they don't know who's asleep in there. So, you know, I set a bucket out and said, if the first one takes it all, that's between them and Jesus. If they're right and this lasts all night, great. You know, I don't really care either way. So
we got a lady that gave out ramen noodles in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
A lot of people give them out.
It's a great It's better for you.
Hey, when we had, what was it, probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago, when I first moved into that subdivision, it was like the first Halloween or whatever, and I just got back from an appearance, and I had a bunch of duck calls with me. I gave out duck calls. I gave out Uncle Si duck calls.
Because
we had them to give away to another deal, and I was like, well, they're already earmarked for a giveaway. Let's do some local marketing. Because I hadn't got no candy, so I just started handing out duck calls. And then everybody, all the kids that were like a little older that thought it was cool, they all come up and say, you got any more of them duck calls? And I'm like, yeah, I got some. What you want? What you after?
Yeah, they may
single read, double read. Where you at, son?
They may have pulled a Willie and told me how he went somewhere and sold them.
Yeah, well, they may have, and that's up to them.
One of my favorite Halloween memories, a couple of years ago, we were trick-or-treating the neighborhood, and we're passing the street, you know, that all the Robertsons live on, and this kid goes, hey, man, telling to his friends on the bike, we got to go down this street, go see Duck Dynasty. I bet they give out the big candy. And I was like, that poor kid's about to ring Jace's doorbell, and Jace is going to growl at him.
Yeah. Jace going to hand out shotgun shells and Yeti cups, you know? I mean,
he'll be sitting in
Halloween?
The Yeti chair.
Yeah.
How's that?
I didn't know Halloween was so controversial, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
What, about the devil?
Well, it's like,
yeah,
there's some people that are mad if you celebrate it.
Yeah.
And we only got a minute, why I brought that up late.
But. Yeah.
I just, I'm like, hey, if you're going to be Mario and Luigi and go get candy, do that. But there is a line somewhere where it's getting weird.
Yeah. It's just a way to celebrate kids having fun. I don't think that anybody, for the most part, gets too involved down here of what some people say it is.
That's cuckoo stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
I don't even like the movies.
But, I mean, can't you say that about any holiday? It goes, can you not say that about just about anything? Like,
people always going to try and take something and turn it for bad.
Yeah, leave the innocence in it. Let the kids dress up as their favorite character from something. Go get them some candy and go on about it. You ain't got to get on Google. There ain't no law that says you got to get on Google. You ain't got to look up what it may have started as or what.
But it was actually like something about All Saints Day. People be bringing their guns out. So I'm like, I got to be on the defense here because I don't want Toad to be in trouble for sinning for eating a Snickers bar.
Or Fancy Nancy.
Yeah, Fancy Nancy in trouble now.
And Santa Claus ain't ever done nothing wrong.
See? I'm going to throw everybody off it.
See?
Santa Claus for Halloween. It's my new thing.
Oh, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. What else we got, huh?
I'm supposed to bring you... Allison's cooking you food, if you want to talk about that.
Oh, what's she cooking?
It's up to you. That's all we can talk about.
Just tell her to throw that Pioneer Woman cookbook open, and whatever she lands on, I'm good with.
Allison told me, she said, I've texted Brittany, and I'm going to bring them some food. I said, ooh, what you bringing? So I was like, I'll ask Martin.
Yeah.
So I made an adjustment on those... boneless chicken thighs.
Yeah.
Put them in a bag and soak them in some Catalina dressing.
Yeah.
Catalina.
Good. It can't be bad.
Oh.
I mean, I smoked 2 chickens yesterday, so.
Look at you. Well, you were awake all 24 hours.
Yeah, I didn't have nothing else to do. I was like, well, maybe I'll take them outside. Then I was like, oh, I got them 2 chickens in the refrigerator. So I brined them and let them do their thing and then took them out and seasoned them and throwed them on the pit box.
That brine where it's at on the bird.
If you got time, there's no reason not to brine him.
Yep.
But, I mean, I understand. Sometimes you ain't got time. But, again, one thing I got right now at home is a lot of time. I'm just sitting there. So
you've been watching a lot of late-night PBS?
No, I've been watching a lot of late night TBS, all the old sitcoms from
TBS.
Except last night they played every Jurassic Park movie but you can't go to sleep with that because there's too much flashing and moving. So, you know, you just end up somewhere else. But
and then it gets bad. Then it gets good again. You're like, oh, it's going to be good. Then it gets terrible.
Yeah. So it's, but no, it's been a lot of George Lopez, Family Matters, Steve Urkel, man. I didn't
Urkel's
even know.
Urkel's on?
Yeah, like 4 a.m.
4 a.m. Urkel.
Yeah, if you need to go back in the vault, and I'm like, wow, I actually remember this stuff.
I hadn't seen Urkel in a minute.
Yeah,
Urkel.
Yeah, it was.
What was your favorite sitcom there, Si?
Probably Archie Bunker.
Oh, Family Man.
Yeah, he was always. Family,
I don't know.
What family. Time's that one come on?
That's on TV Land. I don't think it's on anymore.
Yeah.
All in the family. Family what, something. Yeah, all in the family.
Something about some family.
Yeah.
And what was the lady's name?
Edith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got help.
Beth knows over there, but yeah. No, all in the family, yeah. I used to
that,
watch Sanford.
That was
so.
Actually funny because
they got
yep. in a lot of trouble for the stuff that they brought up, and Archie would say something about it.
Yeah.
You know, you racial old man, whatever, you know, all this garbage.
Yeah, Archie was pretty controversial back in them days. Yeah.
Was he? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I never watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's, you know.
Yeah, I like the Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, you big dummy. Yeah. I used to watch that. My dad used to love it. I guess I get it now because I was like, why does he keep watching a show he's watched 1,000 times? And now here I am.
It's a big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming.
Watching a show I've watched 1,000 times.
Oh,
watching,
it's funny.
Watching King of Queens, watching 2 and a Half Men, you know. Like, I mean, I'm like, I've seen all these I don't know how many times, and I'm still... It's 3 a.m. and I'm watching it like a Matchbox 20 song.
Seinfeld. Like,
you know.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. You really have had a lot of time on your hands, Martin.
Just telling you, man.
I mean, the rare Duck Call Room Matchbox 20 reference.
Hey, Matchbox.
That was 20. Good.
There you go. I mean,
else have you been doing?
Well, every time that the clock turns to 3, because they have to be woken up to feed then, I set my alarm to that. You gotta find something to keep yourself entertained during this whole thing, man.
He's just entertaining himself.
Like, that's what I figured out. You've got to figure out a way to entertain yourself during this whole deal, because at 3 a.m. you are lonely. It's a lonely place to be. And you're like, well, all right, I gotta wake up.
You're at the top and you're lonely.
And like yesterday, because yesterday was so rough, when it was 3 this morning, they were both sleeping like little angels, and I was like, I don't want to wake you up. You're content. I don't want to wake you up and feed you.
That's when I'd have just let them, hey, nope.
Never wake
up. They wake up, then I'll feed them.
Hey, look.
That's the
and
way.
That is okay. As soon as we get the clearance from the pediatrician tomorrow, hopefully, that they're back at their birth weight, then at night I will let them wake me up. But right now I can't take that chance because I still got to get them back up.
Back to the weight.
Yeah. I got to get them back up to weight. So, Brittany is right there beside me for every one of them. So, as soon as we get that at nighttime, we'll let them, we'll let them sleep till they wake up. But right now we got to, hey, buddy.
Wake up.
Time to eat, big
here
guy.
You go. And you know what? They always eat. So if you feed them, if you wake them up, they'll say, yeah, I'll take that. So
you might as well.
Yeah, might as well. What else have I got?
You woke me up, might as well eat.
Yeah. So, yesterday was the first day I struggled waking them up, because yesterday during the day and leading up to about midnight was so rough.
Well, you know, those babies and Si have a lot in common.
Uh-oh.
Wake them up to feed them.
Wake them up.
Change
them. Eat. Go to the bathroom. Go back to sleep.
Cry.
It is true.
Check and make sure they're breathing.
Second childhood, boys.
Si and Christine been trying to get me something for these kids this whole time. I said, just wait. Like, we got a bunch of stuff. There'll be something we don't have.
Yep.
And so I finally, Christine asked me the other day, she said, you figured it out? And I said,
I did.
And it's in breathing monitors for them. And that's what Si and Christine got us. So when we get done with it, Si, I'll bring it back. That way you can put it on your foot.
We can
keep up with you.
You give it to somebody, you give it to somebody who's having babies.
I don't know.
Pass it on.
I got a pair of them right here. Si delivered them today.
I think I gave mine to whichever kid had it, Jennifer.
Yeah.
When she
gives it to somebody else who's having
a kid. Make them mats.
Yeah.
I will say, the only problem with them is, you know, if the battery goes dead, you are going to poop yourself and have a heart attack in the middle of the night and take off running, and then you go, okay.
Okay, we're
just
fine.
Just a heads up.
Yeah.
That may or may not happen.
That's fine. I'm cool with that. Well, we got that expensive camera that's got, like, the tracking technology on it, the Nanit thing or whatever.
What?
Yeah, that's got, like, a band you wrap around your kids. So that's supposed to, like, be able to keep up somehow, however that works.
Well, I can't believe they didn't give you just 2 bands.
Well, but it can only register one at a time. I bought an extra band,
It
only picks up one of them.
Yeah,
so you have to have another camera. You'd have to have 2 of them to do 2 bands.
That's just a ripoff.
I'm not going to say it's not, but there seems there should be a way you would think that they could
do it.
Do something with that. Because you can see both of the kids very clearly. in the camera.
That's so, the craziest thing.
So we're bypassing that and going with the sock that Cy and Christine got us. So, yeah. So they'll have a little sock strapped to them from now on instead of, you know, you good?
Yeah, well, that's good, what I was going to say. That's what I did. My first one, she was right beside the bed, and I went to sleep just like this.
Yep.
Hand on.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that. Because, like, you know, especially on, like, the 3 o'clock feeding, whenever they don't really want to burp or something because they're about half asleep. Yep. And you're like, so you sit them up so they don't cough up anything and choke or nothing. Worried. So the whole time you're sitting there like this, just making sure. Until, you know, about an hour later and you figure out, I need to go to sleep now. And look, in an hour, I got to wake up again. And do
I figured
this
it out, though.
Again.
By the time that third one rolled around, I had her on the other end of the house. As far away from me as I could get her.
Her and her mama?
No. I'm not that bold as to do something like that.
Yeah.
She's a Robertson. You know, I'm liable to get hurt.
Oh, babies.
Man, they are.
Yep. You actually do that when you get older, too.
What's that?
Talking about you breathing.
You over? You good?
Yeah. No.
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to wonder if I'm breathing or not.
When y'all said that.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. I've been having to check my dog a lot lately.
Make sure he's all right.
And you got to get like right.
That's the one that's been weird. Our dog is just like. Jude is.
Oh, no.
She act concerned, but at the same time, after yesterday, I looked up yesterday, she just went and got in her kennel and laid on her back. She's like, I'm over this. She done had enough of it,
too. Yeah, I don't care. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, she went and got in her kennel, and for the first I've seen it a handful of times, maybe, but she was just laid on her back, all fours up in the air, saying, I'm tired. Take me, Jesus. I don't know what she was doing. But she had waved the white flag of surrender during the whole thing, too. So, but the cool thing about it is ever since these kids showed up, Tennessee Vols are undefeated. They're going to put that streak to the test against Georgia.
No.
Yeah. So, Tennessee, good.
That's going to be a game.
They good.
If they both play ball, that's going to be a game to watch.
They good, and their mama's fired up about it, so I'm happy with it. Let's go.
Yeah, I watched them whoop up on Kentucky the other night.
Yeah. Tennessee and LSU undefeated since they've been born.
Look at them.
That's all I'm saying.
And the Saints. Oh, no. No,
they've lost a few. They won yesterday.
They back.
Yeah.
Are they?
Back.
False hopes.
Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. All right, Johnny D. Mail time. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
What's in there?
First off, somebody sent a whole bunch of chocolate-covered pretzels to me at work the other day. I forgot your name, but I had it, and I was going to thank you today. I'm going to thank you later because I don't know your name, but thank you either way.
Somebody sent me a bunch of chocolate cigars saying it's a boy.
There you go.
I don't remember the names. I went through that stuff. Like, there's a lot of people that sent a bunch of stuff. Thank you. I'll try to get back to you one day name by name, but just know that I've got it.
And
we've got it, and we appreciate it, and thank you. So. Yep.
And then our email, oh boy, we're not going to cry. Look at me. We're not crying.
All right.
Got a lot of NICU emails in. Just thanking us for that episode. But we got one. Grayson and Emily just had their baby very recently, real early, 9 weeks early, 3 pounds, 1 ounce. But it's going good. But like, then they're in the NICU, and then we did that episode, and so it's just this whole thing that I can't read without getting emotional. But he just asked for prayers and sent a picture of Penny. Penny's the daughter. So that one like just came in while I was sitting here and I was reading. And I was like, but everybody that emailed in, I know Martin appreciates it. Cy appreciates it.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm cool with like bringing in somebody one day that works in the NICU up in here. Them people are rock stars, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks that work in there are
I got some
incredible.
I went to New Orleans, so I got some wild Cajun NICU nurses if we want to get like a weird episode.
No, they are, and that place is gut-wrenching. And if right now you find yourself there, just know that God's with you, and, you know, this too shall pass, and, you know, take it for what it's worth. But those people that are working in there alongside of them are real-life heroes. They are. To keep the kind of outlook that they keep and to keep you sane for the most part, because it's easy to lose sanity up in that place. So,
And we got a ton of emails. So to everyone that emailed in, I read them. I'm going to send some of them, all of them, Martin.
Yeah.
We appreciate it for sure. And then old Bernie from Winkler, Manitoba, Canada.
I thought you was going to say New Hampshire.
Beth, is that where you're from? She's not from there. I heard she was from Canada. Did you know Beth's from Canada?
She's Canadian.
The person in charge of all Canuck, of keeping all of us wrangled is from Canada.
Well, that's good. Canuck. That's where all the ducks are made. That's yeah. So it makes sense.
Well, this Burn Dog is from Winkler, Manitoba, Canada. And he had a kind of a deep question. But at the same time, I don't know that it's deep. He wants to know, can you forgive someone even if they don't ask you for forgiveness?
I mean,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. If you feel wrong, don't you have to forgive them even if they don't ask you, like, to keep moving on in life? I don't.
Well, that goes along with people say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't going to forget it. Well, hey, you didn't forgive me. If you still hold on to it, when you say I forgive you, you move on.
Yeah.
You know, like God does it the best, okay? This white piece of paper. You know, he wipes it clean. It ain't there no more. And the human race needs to learn that, okay? And especially to ourselves, okay? So, because I've heard a lot of people tell me, oh, I'm just so bad, he can't forgive me. Hey, Jesus is big enough and powerful enough, he can take care of it, dude. Trust me.
He's already taken care
of
it.
Yeah, he takes care of it, okay? Yeah. And yes, you can forgive the man.
Even if they haven't asked for it. Like, because
if you
don't forgive someone, it's going to hurt. Even if they didn't ask for it, it's going to bug you.
It's going to plant a seed of bad in you.
More than it's going to bug them.
It's going to fester.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously it didn't bother them, and they walked away from it for the most part.
It's like when your body gets infected.
Yeah, get it out of there.
Okay. You either got it like a thorn. You got to take it out and get it out. Or it's going to fester up and get real irritating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing with sin.
Yeah.
Okay. I told Al when he was having trouble, okay? Well, unless you've been wronged and, you know, you don't know what forgiveness is. You know, if you've been never did you wrong, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Because most of us, okay, yeah, things has happened and people have done you wrong.
Amen.
You got to move on.
Yeah.
You know, but forgive them and move on.
I think you can. I mean, yeah. I'm a side. If you leave it in there, it's going to fester. And then no telling where that turns into. So get it out of there.
For years.
And
years, people have won't even talk in their family, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, that's when that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're divided, what? United we stand, divided we fall. Okay, that's the thing there.
And hey, they might not know that they need to ask you.
Yeah, for them, it may not be a big deal. Yeah.
They might have no idea what you're thinking of.
So feel the burn. Let it go.
Well, and and there's also a little something about, you know, if you got a problem with a brother, go to them.
Yeah.
So if you need to forgive someone, they might not ever ask you. So you might need to go to them and say, hey, man, I got to let you know something's been bugging the snot out of me.
Yeah.
And I forgive you, and you might be surprised at where that takes.
Just like that old boy showed up in here that day when we were actually building duck calls in this room, and come in and pointed a finger at Jay, said, I've been mad at you for 30 years. We're like, uh-oh.
Jay said, huh?
Yeah, we're like, no, what? And he said, yeah, you shared the gospel with me, and I didn't appreciate it because I didn't think I'd do nothing wrong, and you tell me I'd do something wrong. Then they left here and went to Mississippi River, and Jay's baptized the boy. But for 30 years, that boy mad. Big mad at Jace.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Like,
hey,
you know,
when you give them the truth, it's going to affect you.
Yeah,
you're going to be mad, glad, or you know, they send you out of here.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that person may not know. So if it is bothering you, get it out of there. Forgive them and move on. I that's my opinion on it.
And if you need to, if they're close to you,
go talk to them.
Approach them and move on.
Yeah, open, honest. Conversation.
And that leads us into our next email, because the subject line is what is known.
It's manageable.
That's what I'm talking about. And I might get to preaching here because I just went on a men's retreat and I'm kind of fired up about Jesus right now, boys.
Give us your best 3 minutes.
Sean from H-Town, go Astros, is a big fan of the podcast. He wants us to know, he didn't say go Astros, by the way. I did.
He said we've had a huge impact on his life, which is wild to think about. But he said he struggled with alcohol. This isn't a question, by the way.
Yeah.
This is just an awesome story. And it's troubled his soul. So then he heard an episode where Phil said, what is known is manageable. And he decided right there to let my family and his employer know what he was dealing with, how he had guilt, shame, and he just threw it all out on the table. This is what I'm struggling with. This is my problem. Here it is. This is me.
Love it.
Since then, I've completely recovered my health and integrity. I am 2 months sober, and my relationship with Christ and life in general has improved tremendously.
Whoa, whoa.
Please share on your show what being honest with ourselves and others whom love us and a relationship with our Savior can do in and around our lives. God bless all of y'all, and I hope to meet y'all. Love, your brother, Sean.
Sean
gets it.
Congratulations for being 2 months sober.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, and not only that, dude, hey, you first have got to realize you have a problem. That's the first step to correcting it.
And it's amazing what a little accountability will do
for you. That's
it.
Because he all of a sudden surrounded himself with people to hold him accountable for what he's doing.
It's like it's biblical or something.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that's all. Sean, man, know that I'm glad you think we had something to do with that. We didn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
That's a good Lord. That's the Almighty pricking your heart and saying there's a problem and you recognizing it and then you taking the steps.
The step ain't easy.
To correct said problem.
The step ain't easy.
And it's always easier if you bring Jesus into the picture, because, hey, nothing's too big for Jesus to handle, baby.
Man, that's awesome.
Hey.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Sean, I'm happy for you, buddy.
That's
cool, man.
That's really cool.
2 months. Look, and you got eternity to go. They ain't saying there ain't going to be roadblocks and stumbles in the way, but keep your accountability up. Keep your thing going. And keep rocking and rolling, Sean.
And keep your eyes on Jesus.
And then I got a new favorite Bible verse, by the way.
Go ahead.
I'm on it right now.
Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And this is what Sean just did by emailing in. Paul's talking about how he has a problem. He doesn't say what the problem is, but the people he knew probably did.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how he prayed for it to go away, and God told him, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness, which is real confusing if you think about it, but God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses, which is what Sean's doing by telling other people what God did in his life. So therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. My man, Sean, you sent that email in. I got all fired up about this Bible verse, and then they got all meshed together today. So I just want you to know that is what you just lived out. You had a weakness. You told some people about it. You turned to Jesus about it. And now I can almost guarantee you somebody listening right now is going to say, oh, crap.
And the great part is you overcame your weakness.
Yep, and it's going to be a struggle every day, but you can do it. We're cheering for you. Sean, I love you.
You've arguably got the hardest 2 months out of the way, Sean.
That's it.
So,
rock and roll, baby.
That's awesome. Look, thank y'all so much for joining us here in the Duck Call Room. It's been another great week. Let's have another one. We'll see y'all next time right here if we're out.